In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Solomon started out great. God appeared to him twice. Solomon asked God for wisdom to be a good king and received it. Solomon was allowed to build the temple of God. He was so wise and famous that the Queen of Sheba came from far away to see if the reports about him were true, and they were, and she gave him great gifts. He was fabulously wealthy. And then he blew it at the end. He had many wives. This was part of kings in the ancient world. You know, how do you cement an alliance or a diplomatic relationship? You marry someone. You have many diplomatic relationships. You have many wives. Doesn't make it a good thing, but there you go. And these wives were the daughters of foreign kings who had their own gods. And so Solomon didn't simply allow them to worship their false gods. He went far beyond this and built high places for them, temples, and joined them in their worship. And because of this, Solomon's heir lost the northern 10 tribes. Because of this, Solomon fell from grace. What's the lesson? Well, first lesson is you're never too old to sin. All too often people, yeah, well, an older person will come to confession and go, "Oh, I'm too old to sin now." Oh, no, no, no. You got a brain, you can sin. So it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still do things in your mind. And old people can sin. And secondly is that you may be doing quite well, doing everything God wants you to do, but you can blow it at the end. It is an unfortunate thing. Do we hope that Solomon repented before he died? Yes. Do we know that he did? No. So, it's a very sad story of King Solomon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.